You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Creative New Zealand has launched resources to support arts and creative practitioners to make sustainable careers. The resources aim to support practitioners and art organisations to implement Creative New Zealand's remuneration policy, which sets out principles and practice guidelines aimed at supporting fair remuneration for artists and art practitioners. Introductory workshops will be hosted in Auckland, Wellington and Dunedin across May and June, as well as an online one for those who missed out. I had a kōrero with the producer of the Sustainable Careers Resources, Adrian Roberts. How were the resources developed for sustainable careers?
So the Sustainable Careers Resources actually has come from Creative New Zealand remuneration policy. And that policy sets out a bunch of principles and guides and best practice guidelines to support fair remuneration for our artists and our arts practitioners across the motu. So we want to elevate the arts sector by ensuring that they're paid well, which is part of the remuneration policy, but also to give them the skills and tools that they need to be able to thrive and have more sustainable careers. So as part of developing this mahi, we've been talking really extensively with the sector. We had a reference group which comprised of artists across the country, main centres, regional centres, but also across demographies as well and art forms, to hear from them what were the key skills that they feel like them and their peers are lacking or would like extra support with. So from that, we were able to create, I guess, three categories of key skills and tools that we want to help our sector with. One is around finances, one is around the law, and the last one is around connections, connectivity, and relationships. So that's what we've done. We've recently launched this website, which is like a repository for a whole bunch of useful tools, tips, website links, to help artists as like a first stop if they feel like, how do I write my invoice properly, or they receive a contract for the first time and they don't really know or want to know more tools in terms of how to negotiate for themselves. This is the place for them to start off with that thinking.
Which areas does Sustainable Careers cover?
Well, we cover these three areas of like finances, so from taxes to how to budget for projects, but also how to budget for your own financial well-being, invoicing, how to start out a creative business, and thinking about insurance. Then we have this category around law, so thinking about intellectual property for your creative work, contracts if you're working with other organisations, what to look out for and how to negotiate, and things to look out for in terms of employment terms as well, because we know that us artists and arts practitioners who work in the sector, you've got a mix of, you know, the gig economy, contractors, full-term employment and part-time employment. Then with connectivity, that's around fostering networks and networking as well. So we've got a few useful organisations that we know do this really valuable work, so connecting people with them. We've got a bit of stuff around our advocacy mahi that our wonderful advocacy team does at CNZ, which is to promote the value of arts, culture and creativity for the well-being of New Zealand. And then we touch on a little bit about digital landscapes and how to promote yourself, especially in that kind of digital space, social media landscape. Just a couple of tools and tips to be thinking about.
Amazing. Creative New Zealand's research found that creative professionals' median income is $37,000, and the median income from creative work alone is $19,500, while for salary and wage earners, the median income is $61,800. Why is it so hard to make a living as an artist, do you think?
I think there's a broad range of reasons for that. I think there's some really entrenched views on the value of art, maybe not being seen as intrinsically valuable as it really is. Mm. So we may place less of a priority on that, perhaps, but we know that the arts has a huge place to play in terms of the well-being of the collective of New Zealanders. You know, it really does help us in terms of reflecting who we are as people. It's incredibly good for our health. We've got a whole bunch of data and research that shows how valuable it is. And actually, it is a really strong economic driver in terms of our country as well. But I think there's traditionally low rates of pay, real lack of job continuity, as I said, with that kind of gig economy, and really thin margins that our arts organisations and collectives operate on. So it means that we've got this real lack of resilience in the sector, and unfortunately this lower rate of pay. So one of the things with the remuneration policy and what we've tried to advocate for is to ensure that we have a minimum pay rate that we'd like artists to pay themselves, or arts organisations to pay artists, of $30 an hour. But we're not doing just that. We're also trying to give them all these additional tools as well to help them also advocate for themselves as well, to know the value of their worth. It can be really hard to try and push the value of yourself in terms of dollar value. I think culturally that can be really tricky for some of us.
Yeah.
So just providing these tools to help people to really do that. And then thus, if we all support each other, then we're collectively lifting the art sector, I reckon.
In the same sort of line of thought, what are the steps towards creating a sustainable arts sector in Aotearoa?
Well, I think there are multiple different things at play here.
Yeah.
That's what the remuneration policy is so good at articulating. There are a few key things in there that it says that we should try and do. So, you know, modelling good practice in terms of how to engage with artists. Yeah, setting these expectations of what people should be paid, advocacy for fair payment as well. So, yeah, I guess that thinking of us as a collective supporting each other and supporting the value of arts, not just with each other, of course, because we know that, but the wider New Zealand public as well, and, you know, for central and local government and private sector to also be supporting the value of arts. And yeah, as well, collaborating with each other in terms of lifting the consciousness of the value of arts. So I think with all of that, we will hopefully be able to lift the sector together, both the sector itself, but also we need everyone else to help us on board. So we're hoping that these resources will help our artists, as well as a remuneration policy, and really just getting the word out to as many people as possible that if we really value the arts here in Aotearoa, we know what they do for us as a people, we need to get out there and support our artists more.
How can people register to attend a Sustainable Careers workshop?
Yeah, so we have four workshops. We've just done our one in Tamaki on Tuesday, 21st of May, but we have three other ones. You can check it out on our website. If you just use the search function under events, it will come up under upcoming events. One in Wellington on the 29th of May, Dunedin, 10th of June, and then the online one for those ones who missed out on the Tamaki version. That's on Tuesday, the 18th of June, from 6 till 7 p.m. So you'll be able to register on our website. Also on our website, you can contact any of our team if you'd want to talk with us more. Yeah, my name's Adrian, and you'll find me in the Development Advisors. And so keen to have a chat, and yeah, have a look at the CNZ website. You'll find Sustainable Careers as one of the drop-down banners on our homepage.
That was producer of Sustainable Careers, Adrian Roberts, speaking to me about Creative New Zealand's new resources to support arts and creative practitioners to make sustainable careers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.